We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
On the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Crimson Tide Rewind.
Sir! He runs to the 10, he's running to the 5, he is to the goal line, he is in. Touchdown, Alabama!
Live from the brand new Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia Hills, welcome to Crimson Tide Rewind, presented by AT&T. More for your thing, that's our thing. Proud sponsor of the Crimson Tide. And by Bud Light. This football season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly. Crimson Tide Rewind is also brought to you by Dreamland Barbecue. Ain't nothing like them nowhere. And a proud supporter of the Crimson Tide. And by Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Now live, this is Crimson Tide Rewind.
Welcome, everybody, and good evening. We are live at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, Bob Baumhauer's newest location here in Vestavia Hills, Alabama, Highway 31, Montgomery Highway, here to rewind the Crimson Tide's victory over the Tennessee Volunteers, 35-13, and preview this coming Saturday's matchup with the Arkansas Razorbacks. I'm Eli Gold, Corey Reamer alongside. And this was a game that maybe went a little differently than some folks, those who were expecting Bama to continue that 45-50 point scoring performance. But nevertheless, a win is a win, and Tennessee is obviously getting a little bit better.
Yeah, absolutely, and you're just excited to get a win anytime you can in the conference. So that is first and foremost. Glad we got that taken care of. But you're right, it was a little bit scarier and had the opportunity to be a lot closer than a lot of Alabama fans wanted. But you knew going into it, with it being the third Saturday in October, Tennessee going to give us a good fight. Coach Pruitt was going to draw up a good game plan, and his players came to play. You think they're going to be a letdown with the season that they've had so far, but they showed up to play and gave us a lot of fight right all the way up to the very end.
And, of course, everybody knows all about Tua. He suffered the high ankle sprain against Tennessee. He had successful tightrope procedure on his right ankle yesterday morning. That is the same injury, but the opposite ankle that he injured last season. And as the coach said again today on his Monday morning or noontime press conference, Tua will miss next week's game against Arkansas, but then of course he'll have time to recover, and they do expect a full and speedy recovery. But those ankle injuries, man, though I'm obviously not a physical specimen by any stretch of the imagination, but I had a high ankle sprain many years ago. I rolled my ankle on a garden hose, which was it's an interesting story, which we won't get into tonight. But suffice to say, it took me a full year to get over it. These guys are going to get over it a whole lot better, a whole lot more quickly.
They've come a long way. That's the amazing thing about the medical staff that we have. High ankle sprains, everybody used to say that you'd rather break the leg than roll, get a high ankle sprain. But with the with Andrews and Dr. Kane and all those guys that are over there that are doing these surgeries, it's an innovative surgery that they just, I think, started in the last couple years that we saw work well for Tua last year. So hopefully he'll be able to get back to, I know it's going to be tough to be 100% in 3 weeks or 2 weeks, but hopefully we can get him as close as he possibly can.
Be about 20 days until Bama and LSU kick off, so I dare say they'll be working hard with him between now and then. Over the course of this hour, we've got lots to talk about. We'll hear from Slade Bolden. We'll hear from Trayvon Diggs. We're going to be joined by Sean Dion Hamilton. He'll be joining us live from the nation's capital. We obviously have highlights of the action from this past weekend. We have all of the Monday awards that were handed out today. So all of that will be coming your way over the course of this hour. And folks, don't forget, you can also stay up to date with the latest on the Crimson Tide by tuning into Tide TV this week, presented by Renaissance Bank. Check your local listings for the airtimes in your area. And don't forget that Tide TV this week is also available online and on demand at RollTide.com. You're invited to stay tuned for more of Crimson Tide Rewind. We are live from Baumhauer's newest Victory Grill on Highway 31 in Vestavia. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, legendary fun, legendary food. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Do you ever say, I wonder why? Are you always curious? Then you are a natural student, and we say, learn on. The University of Alabama invites you to earn a degree through New College Life Track. Take courses around your schedule from wherever you are, and structure those courses around things you want to learn, and you might even get college credit for life experience. You love to learn. Let a degree from Alabama be a symbol of that. For details, visit learnon.ua.edu.
If you don't dispose of the unused or expired prescription drugs in your home, they might find a new one. They could end up lost, stolen, or simply misused. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. At the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration's National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, October 26th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. To find a collection site, please visit DEATakeback.com. That's DEATakeback.com.
Every time you lace up before the sun's up, or run drills till it goes down, every time you dream about making a big catch,
touchdown!
Or about holding the line on fourth and one, every time the band starts to play and you take the field, you energize our community. Alabama Power is a proud supporter of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
At Alabama, Coach Saban talks about the process. It's about doing everything the right way all the time to be successful. While at Dex Imaging, we believe in the process as well. Do the job right and take care of your customers to help them be more successful. With locations throughout the Southeast, including Mobile, Birmingham, and Tuscaloosa, put the process to work for your business. Contact the professionals at Dex Imaging. Dex Imaging, the official copier and printer provider of the Crimson Tide. Hey, Bama fans, this is Eli Gold, and I'm personally inviting you to spend your next vacation with me and some of your favorite Crimson Tide sports legends on board the second annual Crimson Tide Cruise, setting sail February 10th through 15th, 2020, from New Orleans to Cozumel. For more information, visit CrimsonTideCruise.com or call 888-909-BAMA. Roll Tide. Cruise Tide. So now a first and goal from the one. Forrestall and Tennyson are both in. Tennyson goes in motion. Randolph also in. Here's the toss. Left side. Najee goes north-south. He is there for a touchdown. They tossed it to the left side. And a one-yard power run by Najee behind great blocking gives Alabama the early 6-0 lead. That capped off a four-play, 35-yard drive In 2 minutes and 5 seconds, Alabama took the 7-0 lead over the Tennessee Volunteers en route to the 35-13 victory on Saturday. We welcome you back, everybody. Glad you're able to tune in tonight here on Crimson Tide Rewind, presented by AT&T and Bud Light. Just checking out the storyline for this evening. Good to see that C.J. Mosley will be active for the New York Jets tonight. The Jets playing at home against the New England Patriots. C.J.'s been out, as you know, for the last few weeks. He has been activated in time for tonight's game. Just one of many players that wear crimson and white to the National Football League. Right now, 64 players are in the NFL on either active rosters, injured reserve, practice squads, whatever. It's amazing. 64 guys.
Corey. Yeah, that just shows you what kind of recruiting Alabama's doing right now. Coach Saban, of the guys and the talent they're bringing in. But, yeah, tonight we got a bunch of guys. Dante Hightower on the New England side, and Quinnen Williams and C.J. Mosley. I know they've got to be excited to get C.J. back against the high-powered offense they're about to face in Tom Brady.
And other than those three guys, darn near everybody else plays for the Redskins.
They're collecting over there. Hopefully, they're hoping that now that they fired their head coach, that Coach Saban might give them a look and maybe take another shot at the NFL.
8 or 9 guys from the Crimson Tide on the Skins, including linebacker Sean Dion Hamilton, who joins us on the phone right now. How are you? Welcome in.
Hey, Eli. I'm doing great, man. You know, glad to be on the show.
Well, it's great to have you with us. Great to hear your voice. And I know yesterday was just a messy, messy day. What an awful day there in Landover, huh?
Yeah, it was. I don't think we were talking about it last time we played a game like that was 2015 versus Georgia. Besides, it was a lot colder yesterday.
It really was. If you folks didn't see it, it was the muck and the mire and the mud. It was just a terrible, terrible day. I do want to talk to you, obviously, about a lot of things, but you can't overlook the fact that so many Crimson Tide guys are on the Washington Redskins. It's got to be and then yesterday you had Chris Samuels getting inducted into the Redskins Ring of Honor, another Bama guy. It's got to be very comforting to see all those familiar faces, huh?
Oh, yeah, Eli, man. It's definitely a great feeling. I remember the very first day I got to the facility, you know, I just felt so comfortable because, you know, you walk in there, you have 3 and 4 different teammates, and now we're up to, like, 8 or 9 guys. You just always feel comfortable, always seeing guys around, and just puts you in a comfortable state.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Let me ask you a question, and I'm not asking you to point fingers or comment, just in general terms. The act of having to change a head coach in midseason. Obviously, Jay Gruden was let go a couple of weeks ago. How disruptive or a breath of fresh air? And again, no reflection on Jay, who I might add happens to be a good friend of mine, but that has no bearing on this conversation. How strange is it having to make that kind of a change midseason?
It's definitely strange. You know, with you know, the things, you know, you hate to see a coach leave, you know, a coach who, you know, gave his all, you know, for the organization and the team, and, you know, for him, like, to not make it all the way through the season, you know, it was tough for us. But, I mean, you know, it's one thing about football and the NFL, it's a business, and, you know, sometimes the job sucks where, you know, things like this happen. So, you know, we just got to, you know, adapt to the changes and, you know, go out there and just try to put together good football so we can win a football game.
We're visiting with Sean Dion Hamilton, member of the Washington Redskins, former Crimson Tide standout linebacker. And Sean, we're joined here also on the show by Corey Reamer, who played linebacker for the Crimson Tide years ago. I know you wanted to jump in,
yeah,
Corey.
Yeah, absolutely. Sean, how's it going, man? Great to have you on the show. Congratulations on your NFL career so far, but what exactly has it meant for you to have Landon Collins at a big addition in the offseason this year? What kind of impact has he made coming in? I know you've got a lot of Alabama guys, but to have him behind y'all and playing this in a safety position, one of the biggest signings in the offseason, how's that been so far?
Oh, it's been great, man. You know, from the jump, I remember coming in with Landon as a true freshman. I know he was a ball player then, and you know, I was so excited when we signed him because I knew what kind of playmaker he is, you know, such a passionate guy. You know, it makes me go to sleep a little bit better at night knowing that he's on our team because, you know, he's a guy, he can stop the run, he can make plays in the passing game. So he's our Mr. Do-It-All guy. So I'm glad he's on our team, not another team.
Yeah, I don't know much about what goes on behind the scenes, but the Giants screwed up by letting him get away.
Yes, they
did. I don't know what all went on, but anyway. Hey, one thing I do know as we chat with Sean Dion Hamilton is once the NFL season is done, you're going to be unwinding with all of us. I understand that you're all set to join us on the 2020 Crimson Tide cruise this year.
Yes, sir. I'm so excited to be joining you guys. I always cherish the Alabama fans, and that's one thing I always say. You know, every Saturday, I just love turning on the TV watching some Alabama football, and, you know, Alabama football has helped me become the person I am today, and I just can't wait to be able to interact with the fans and some of my old teammates.
Yeah, you got, Jonathan Allen, who obviously is a teammate of yours right now. He was with us last year. Did you check him out, ask him about how the cruise went before you signed up?
Oh, yeah. He told me he enjoyed it, man. He enjoyed just being around all the Bama Nation and just the support, you know, that the guys always give us, man. You know, we cherish those 4 or 5 years that we were in college, man, and I just can't wait to just be around people, you know, again.
What I would like to do is take all the guys who are on the cruise and put together our own all-star team. You got Sean Dion Hamilton coming. You got Dante Hightower, Jonathan Allen, Josh Jacobs, who is now close to 600 rushing yards and all those touchdowns for the Raiders, Kenyon Drake, Reggie Ragland, Irv Smith Jr., Ryan Anderson is coming, Eddie Lacy, Rashad Johnson, Dalvin Tomlinson, Levi Wallace, and on the list goes. I mean, you could put together a darn good football team right there.
See a few Ryan Anderson, another guy from the Redskins. They're all going to be taking flights together, traveling as a team. They can do a little talk shop while they're on the cruise.
And folks, if you want to join us, the 2020 Crimson Tide cruise is coming in February, and Bama fans, you can sign up now for that Crimson Tide cruise. We'll all be leaving from New Orleans, heading to both Progreso and Cozumel, Mexico, and the trip goes from February 10th through the 15th. And you can join that entire list I just read out, plus about 25 more. It's going to be a magnificent time, a boatload of fun. And if you want to book now before it sells out, you can do so at CrimsonTideCruise.com. CrimsonTideCruise.com. Hey, Sean Dion Hamilton, have you been on a cruise before, or is this a first for you?
I actually have been on a cruise before. I went to the Bahamas after I graduated college. So this will be my second cruise.
Well, good. Well, we're looking forward to having you, and I wish you guys the very best there in Washington. Obviously, it's not been a great start for you, but there's too much talent on that ball club for things to continue on as it is, and we're so proud of you, all the guys who wear crimson and white along with the burgundy and gold, and we just wish you all the very best, and I thank you for your time tonight.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, Eli. Thanks, Corey.
Have a good one, man. Appreciate you.
Good to talk to you. Sean Dion Hamilton. Now, there's a guy who can play football.
Yeah, absolutely. And we wonder if they just take the playbook they all had from Tuscaloosa and go drop it on their defensive coordinator's desk, say, we know what we're doing, start calling these plays.
Yeah.
Everybody knows exactly what their role is supposed to be out there.
I mean, who else is there now?
You got Deron Payne.
You got Deron Payne is there.
Jonathan Allen. Yeah. Ryan Anderson.
Right. We got Ross Pierce-Baker is there now.
Yep. Let's see.
Should have written the whole list down.
Cam Sims, I think, is there. Yeah. Wide receiver. You got a number of guys that are there.
But it's great to see. If you're not a fan of anybody in particular in the NFL, you can do a whole lot worse than hitching your wagon to the Skins. Yeah, they're struggling, but so many Crimson Tiders.
You got to root for those kind of teams. Yeah. Whenever you get, that's what all, you know, Alabama fans typically aren't huge NFL guys, but whenever you got a collection like that on one team, you can adopt to a team real quickly.
And folks, remember, again, it's a 5-day, you talk about a tailgate. This, I guess, will be a sailgate, the Crimson Tide cruise. A lifetime of memories with these Bama athletes, all sorts of game day activities that'll go on the ship. autograph sessions, photo opportunities. The athletes are going to be hosting all sorts of events and activities. There'll be charity auctions. There are theme nights, live music, comedy, and, of course, a portion of the proceeds also benefit the Children's Hospital of Alabama. So that makes it all that much more worthwhile. So hope you can join us. Go online to CrimsonTideCruise.com and book your spot February 10th through 15th. Leaving from the port of New Orleans. We continue with more Crimson Tide Rewind as we're live tonight at Baumhauer's Victory Grill here in here in Vestavia, Tuscaloosa. That's where we are on Thursday nights for the Nick Saban Show and Hey Coach. And by the way, just a reminder, folks, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration's National Prescription Drug Take Back Day is this Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. To find a collection site near you, you can visit them online at deatakeback.com. You're listening to Crimson Tide Rewind live from the new Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. Probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want a warm place on a cool day.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark and the Big Dipper led us all the way home. Whoa.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective, short for being 100% sure or certain, as in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yep, he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service, Ad Council, and your state forester.
3 wides to the right side. Here now, Maurer. Play action fake. Throws a slant across the middle. It is picked off by Alabama. Intercepted by the Crimson Tide. Jared Maiden, his second interception of the year. He had a pick against Ole Miss, and he takes it right across the middle and picks it away from the Tennessee Volunteers. Nice play by Jarrett Maiden. He's played really well this year.
Yeah, he has. He stepped up in a big way, and we've definitely needed him. He's gotten a lot of playing time, especially when we're having to go to a lot more of our nickel and dime packages. He's been that guy that has been that fifth DB to really step in and give us some good depth there, and he's played extremely well.
That's Corey Reamer. I'm Eli Gold. By the way, the early week awards were handed out today. And this is not a surprise because we commented on this guy during the broadcast on Saturday. Alex Leatherwood named the SEC's Offensive Lineman of the Week. He was dominant. He helped the Tide average 6.4 yards per play. He missed, according to Coach Saban at his press conference today, only one assignment out of 62 snaps. So Alex Leatherwood, the first time he has won the league-wide honor.
Yeah, and Coach Saban said in his press conference as well, it's probably the best that he's played all season, which is comforting when you've had a lot of movement going on that offensive line. You've had to rearrange a few guys to try to figure out who's going to be, you know, solidify themselves as those five guys, and we've got six that can really play. So
yeah,
to have a staple like him step up and play, continuing to play better and better each week is a good thing for us.
Didn't allow a sack, didn't allow a hurry, didn't allow a quarterback pressure against the Volunteers, so that was great to see. And you talk about the line, obviously Landon Dickerson playing well at center now. Deontay is back. He's playing at the right guard spot. It was nice to see Owens getting some work at the tight end spot this past week.
Yeah, we've had a few. It's nice to see that package coming in. We're going to use it a lot, especially as many short yardage situations that we had. Just put all the big guys on the line, and I'm going to put my money on those guys to be able to give some push whenever we need it.
They had already moved Kendall Randolph at 6'4", 296 to tight end, and now Chris Owens at 6'3", 315. Putting on jersey number 84 over the weekend and coming in at the tight end spot. The coaches named their players of the week. No surprise, Najee Harris recording his third 100-yard rushing performance, his second in as many games. He had 105 yards on 21 carries over the weekend.
Yeah, it's good to see Najee hitting stride, especially when we're about to go into a team that doesn't defend the run very well. It's always good to see our running game, especially with in Tua going down. We're going to lean on these running backs a lot more. And Najee he seemed to see the hole very well this weekend. Of course, they were gigantic, and he was just running right through them. They're untouched. So, but getting a lot of yards out of the backfield, catching the ball in the backfield as well, did a great job.
Secondary guys, nobody made it as the defensive players of the week, but the linebackers did. Anthony Jennings and Terrell Lewis both being named as players of the week for the Crimson Tide. Each man had seven tackles. Terrell had a couple of sacks to go along with everything else. Three tackles for loss. It was a solid performance defensively by that bunch.
Yeah, here we are again talking about defensive players of the week, and the same names keep popping up, which is a great thing for these for Alabama fans and for this team. For some guys that have been plagued by injury, they have stepped up as seniors this year and are playing extremely well. Terrell Lewis leading the SEC in sacks with six, I think, is his total number.
Yep.
It's something that we have longed for as Alabama fans, is to get a pass rush, and we finally have it. And Anthony Jennings, what more can you say about that guy? He continues to play a high level and really playing well, playing the run well, but also getting after the quarterback, pushing the pocket. These guys, I can't say enough about them. We talk about them every week. You think I'd run out of stuff to say, but they're excellent.
And the special teams players of the week, again, Ali Cahill, who has now been named special teams player of the week in four of the first seven ball games, and Ty Pirine coming off the bench, a walk-on who punted and punted twice, including a 51-yard punt at one point, and made a huge tackle on special teams. It was nice to see that young man get an opportunity and take advantage of it.
Yeah, and you know, when we were backed up and we had to kick the ball, I can't remember exactly what point of the game it was. I think it was in the third quarter. It might have been in the second quarter, but I think that's when he boomed his 51-yarder, and I think it was the loudest ovation that we heard that entire game. Alabama fans have been accustomed to getting punts that have flipped the field, the side of the field that we've always been on with the guy that we've had for a number of years playing with the Packers now. And now we've been struggling this year, so it's good to see a guy, you know, come in there and give us a little bit of consistency as well.
So those are the players of the week as selected by the Alabama coaching staff. Hey, folks, make your next tailgate legendary with a bottle of Baumhauer's legendary hot sauce and one of their convenient party-ready trays. You can visit baumhauers.com/tailgate for more information. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, legendary fun, legendary food. If you'd like to join our conversation, now's your chance. Phone lines are opening at 877-202-BAMA. That's 877-202-BAMA. If you'd like to join us, maybe you'll be the first caller tonight. Our first caller is always sponsored by Alabama 811. Always contact 811 before you dig to know what's below. Call 811 or online, check out al811.com. We're back in a moment. You're listening to Crimson Tide Rewind, live from the new Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia, here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Football Edition. This is how you say, game tonight. Bring Bud Light. Fantasy fees are due. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, I'm Micah Andrews, CEO of the Foundry Ministries, and I'd like to invite you to make a difference when you donate your used items to the Foundry thrift stores. It's not just a pair of used shoes, a TV, or a box of books. It's a second chance. It's a new start, a changed life. It's very convenient to donate to one of our thrift stores located in Coleman, Fairfield, and Pelham. Support a winning team. Enter to win a pair of tickets to Alabama vs. LSU November 9th. To enter, text WIN to 56512.
Ready? Okay.
Give me an S.
S.
Give me an O.
O.
Give me an S.
S.
Give me an O.
O.
It's what's that spell?
So-so.
Are we gonna win?
Lucky play like you cheer.
Just okay is not okay. Whether it's cheerleaders or your wireless network, AT&T is America's best wireless network. Best network based on GWS 1 score, September 2019.
At Alabama, it's all about hard work, commitment, and of course, championships. At Golden Flake, we focus on the simple southern goodness of flavorful snacks and champion chips. So grab your favorite bag of Golden Flake snacks, because when you tailgate with Golden Flake, you're taking part in an Alabama football tradition. So pick up your favorite Golden Flake potato chips, pork skins, cheese puffs, or our great-for-dipping tortillas, and let the game begin. Golden Flake, the official chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
I'm Cliff Meidel, two-time Olympic athlete in the sport of sprint kayaking. In 1986, my life changed forever when I struck three buried high-voltage cables while working on an excavation site. 30,000 volts of electricity blew through my body. I'm lucky to be alive and able to walk again. Accidents like mine can be avoided with a simple call to 811.
Accidents can happen to anyone. Know what's below. Always call 811 before digging. Brought to you by Alabama 811.
Well, the Oranges really need to capitalize here if they want to win the Family Room Championship. There's the snap. Hyper Blue is going for the blitz. Here's Energetic Orange, dropping back, looks long, throws, and touchdown! SW6887 Naval with the 39-yard catch to defeat the Blues.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and bring home the color of your team spirit. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store today.
Slade Bolden gets the direct snap, fakes it, throws into the end zone, touchdown! Miller Forrestall, the tight end with his third touchdown reception from Slade Bolden. That was a nice 10-play, 76-yard drive. It took 3 minutes and 37 seconds off the clock and put Bama up 28-13. That was the only passing touchdown of the night for the Crimson Tide.
That's very unusual. Obviously, losing two early probably contributed to that stat. But even when he was in the game, it was a handoff, giving the running back some love.
After the game was over, down in the locker room, we had a chance to chat with Slade Bolden.
This is the Mercedes-Benz Locker Room Report. Roger Hoover now joined by Slade Bolden, who today threw his first touchdown pass of his Alabama career. Just Slade, talk us through that play at the six-yard line.
Well, you know, we practiced it all week, and you know, it's one of those plays that you hope to run, and then when the timing's right, it happens. And I'm just glad everybody executed it up front, and they up front did a great job, and Miller made a good catch, and it just worked out perfectly. And I love celebrating my teammates. It was just a great experience overall.
We've seen you in the Wildcat a few times. You've been itching to pass the football, though?
Oh, yeah, of course, because, you know, I'm a quarterback at heart, played quarterback in high school. So, yeah, I always want to, you know, throw the ball when I get a chance to. But, you know, I'm staying patient and humble, so whenever my time comes or my number's called, I'll make the play.
What was the celebration like on the field, and then when you got back to the sideline, what was your reaction from your teammates?
Well, you know, all the guys just really, really excited about it, and we practice all week. We work hard together. We have great team chemistry, so it's just a fun thing when it happens.
And of course, today with Alabama seeing Tua Tagovailoa go out with injury right before halftime, what'd you think of the performance by Mac Jones coming in that spot?
Oh, you know, he did his job. He did a great job. He prepares just as hard as anybody. He does a great job, and he was ready. And that, we know, I hate the Tua went down, and it happens in football, but I believe Mac came in and did a good job.
This team is now 7-0, and was really challenged today by Tennessee. Was this one of the more complete wins you guys have had?
Well, you know, each game is, you know, the next game is the most important game. So when we come out, whoever playing that week, that's the most important game. So, you know, every game we try to do our best and try to make it a complete game, and I believe this was a good one.
How about this post-game celebration in the locker room?
Oh, it's a great tradition. I love it. It just brings everybody together, and it's just a fun time.
Slade, congratulations on the win. Thank you for joining us.
All right, thank you, sir. I appreciate you.
That's Slade Bolden from Alabama's victorious and smoke-filled locker room, and this has been the Mercedes-Benz Locker Room Report. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. Back to you.
Roger Hoover with the redshirt freshman from West Monroe, Louisiana, Slade Bolden. By the way, if you haven't heard, the Alabama-LSU game is now set for 2:30 in the afternoon on CBS. We kind of knew that was coming, but it was made official today.
Yeah, I guess they decided not to bid out the services to move it to the night game. Kept it in the 2:30 slot, which is good for us. We like that.
Indeed so. So that's coming up. If you have tickets for Bama and LSU, 2:30 in the afternoon is going to be the game time. Hey, folks, quick reminder, if you'd like to submit your questions for this show, Crimson Tide Rewind, or maybe a question for Coach Saban on the Nick Saban Show on Thursdays, you can do so by going to AL.com and the Nick Saban Show blog. Just follow all the instructions, and maybe we'll be using your question on the air. Remember, Thursday night, join me and Coach Nick Saban for Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show. We are live from 6:30 until 8 from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. And, of course, right here on your local Crimson Tide Sports Network station. That's Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show, Thursday nights from 6:30 until 8, live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. When we come back, the senior spotlight on a man who had an outstanding ball game. We'll talk all about and with Trayvon Diggs as soon as we come back. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Tradition is built by doing the right things over and over again. At Alabama, this means 27 SEC championships and 17 national titles. Well, at DEX Imaging, this means taking great care of our customers day in and day out. DEX Imaging has a tradition of providing quality office equipment at a fair price with quick, reliable service. Put DEX Imaging's tradition of satisfied customers to work for your business. DEX Imaging, the official copier and printer provider of the Crimson Tide.
I'm Cliff Meidel, two-time Olympic athlete in the sport of sprint kayaking. In 1986, my life changed forever when I struck three buried high-voltage cables while working on an excavation site. 30,000 volts of electricity blew through my body. I'm lucky to be alive and able to walk again. Accidents like mine can be avoided with a simple call to 811.
Accidents can happen to anyone. Know what's below. Always call 811 before digging. Brought to you by Alabama 811.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Fourth and goal for Tennessee.
Quick snap going up for Tennessee.
Quickly to the line of scrimmage. Garantano under center. He'll try and go over the top. He's not going to get there. The ball comes loose. Taken by Shane, by Alabama. Taken by Trayvon Diggs. He's going to run it all the way down. Trayvon to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown! 99 yards. Shane Lee knocked it loose. Trayvon Diggs picked it up. Of course, officially, it went for a 100-yard return, and that senior spotlight has been brought to you by Cigna HealthSpring. Cigna HealthSpring can find the right Medicare Advantage fit for all senior Crimson Tide fans. For more information, go online to Cigna.com. That really turned things and put the proverbial nail in the coffin.
Yeah, it did, and we needed that moment because Tennessee had been playing really close, getting an opportunity to get it within one score late in the game. They had a couple things go against them. That turnover right there was real, like you said, the nail in the coffin, and a penalty earlier on a third down that went in our favor. Continued to drive for us, but we had a lot of they had a lot of opportunities to really close the gap on us, and no one's catching Trayvon when he gets the ball in his hands. That guy took off, and there wasn't anybody anywhere close to him.
The only guy who could catch up with him was our Roger Hoover. He caught up with him in the locker room when the day was done.
Back in the Mercedes-Benz locker room, this is Roger Hoover joined by Trayvon Diggs. And Trayvon, really the play of the game. Tennessee right at the goal line on fourth down. Just talk us through the play and your return for a touchdown. What happened?
They did a great job in the interior with stopping them and getting stopped, making them go over top. And, you know, when the quarterback, you know, puts the ball over, tries to stretch it, that's when the ball tend to comes loose. So, you know, one of the players, they made a great play on the ball, getting the ball out, and I just scooped and scored.
Scooping scored, and just it looked like Shane Lee was the guy who was able to knock the ball loose, and again, you're able to pick it up. And then was it just green field in front of you? Was there anything in front of you when you took off for the end zone?
No, it was nothing in front of me. It was just green grass.
That's got to be one of the better feelings you've had on the football field.
Yeah, it was a great feeling. I really enjoyed it.
How about the defensive performance overall?
Mm-hmm. I'm happy. You know, I'm happy what the defense was doing. You know, we battled, and, you know, we fought, faced a little bit of adversity, you know. But, you know, we stood in there. It was a hard-fought game, and, you know, I'm happy.
Was there a big change from Tennessee when they went from Brian Maurer at quarterback to Jarrett Garantano?
We prepared for both QBs, so it wasn't a big routine. You know, we just made our adjustments, and, you know, we expected number two to play and as long as the other one. So,
once again, Alabama did a really nice job getting to the quarterback. You got to love the pressure, especially Anthony Jennings gave today.
Yeah, Anthony did a great job. Him and Terrell, they did a great job. I'm happy, you know, like I said, I'm happy what the defense did today.
And how about the defense just stepping up as well? Obviously, a tough situation with Tua Tagovailoa going out before halftime. You got to be proud of the way you guys stepped up.
Yeah, that was one of the main factors. We said, you know, it was kind of on us, you know. So, you know, we just, you know, the adversity that we had to face, you know, Tua going down, we just fought, kept fighting.
Beating Tennessee is always special. How about this post-game celebration for the Tigers?
I like it. I don't like it being all that smoke.
Well, congratulations, Trayvon, on a great performance. Congratulations again. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
That's Trayvon Diggs joining us in the Mercedes-Benz Locker Room Report, and this has been the Mercedes-Benz Locker Room Report. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. Back to you.
All right, Roger Hoover, thank you. Corey Rima, you played linebacker. What was your assessment of the defensive performance overall?
Yeah, first of all, I can't go without saying I will never forget every single cigar that I smoked after beating Tennessee.
I saw a picture of you today.
Yeah, yeah.
A young Corey Rima and a young John Parker Wilson.
Yeah, those were the days. Those were the days. Long past, but you'll never forget them. They're so special. We actually were part of the last team to lose, so these guys don't even know what that's like. They're smoking all the cigars they want to, but, you got to give that defensive front a lot of credit, especially on that drive where Trayvon picks up the ball and runs it back 100 yards for a touchdown. But, they had first and goal right at the 2-yard line, I believe, is where it's 2 or 3 yard line is where they started. So three straight runs from Tennessee, and they were able to stuff them all three times. And you saw Coach Pruitt kind of get after Garantano after that.
Yes,
I don't know if he went rogue and decided to do a little leap over the pile on his own, or it looked like he could have easily slipped off to the right, and I don't know if he'd have gotten in. But you guys, for that play to happen, you have to give a lot of credit to the defensive front of those guys, just stymieing the running game of Tennessee for that ball to pop out and us get a game-changing play.
Especially the way things ended up, that really put that ball game away. Hey, folks, you can keep up with everything Alabama with the new Alabama Roll Tide mobile app presented by Bancorp South. The Roll Tide app gives loyal Bama fans like you all the information you need to follow the Tide all season long. It's available at the App Store and Google Play. Download the Roll Tide mobile app now. It is absolutely free. More coming up as you're listening to the Crimson Tide Rewind Show live from the new Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia. It's here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
All Season Sports Travel is your official travel partner for Traveling with the Tide. Due to the great response from the Bama Nation, All Season Sports Travel is now sold out of all football regular season packages. However, remember to keep All Season Sports Travel in mind when planning your Alabama football postseason travel. These are always great destinations with first-class accommodations. Online at allseasonsportstravel.com. That's allseasonsportstravel.com. Roll Tide with All Season Sports Travel.
If you don't dispose of the unused or expired prescription drugs in your home, they might find a new one. They could end up lost, stolen, or simply misused. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. At the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration's National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, October 26th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. To find a collection site, please visit DEATakeback.com. That's DEATakeback.com.
In football, a triple threat is a player who can do it all. For barbecue, Dreamland is a triple threat. You can dine in, carry out, or let us cater your next event. For the ultimate tailgating experience, nothing beats a rack of legendary Dreamland ribs with your favorite sides. If you got a taste for winning, treat your team to Dreamland. There ain't nothing like them nowhere. A proud supporter of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Payless Drugs, a local family-owned business with 4 locations serving the Birmingham metro area, provides fans with everything they need, from prescriptions, over-the-counter needs, nutrient depletion supplements, and now offering CBD oils. Payless Drugs makes it easy to transfer prescriptions. Just give us a call and we'll handle the rest, even offering delivery in select areas. Spend less time in line at Payless Drugs. Call us with your needs and we'll notify you when it's ready. Visit MyNewPharmacy.com today to make life easier with Payless Drugs.
Want to start an argument with sports fans? Ask who should be the MVP. Everybody has an opinion. This player does this, and that player does that, and I could be persuaded either way. But when it comes to an MVP of MPG, yeah, miles per gallon, I made my choice. Chevron with Techron. Why? Well, number one, it's proven. No gasoline gets better mileage. Number two, no gasoline has more cleaning power to help keep vital engine parts clean. Unbeatable mileage, unbeatable cleaning. You can't argue with that. Chevron with Techron. Care for your car.
Hey, Bama fans, while you're watching the game with friends, keep your stories interesante, like Dos Equis, proud partner of the Crimson Tide Radio Network, and the beer that's scientifically proven to taste like victory. So grab Dos Equis for this weekend and keep it interesante. Roll Tide. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York, copyright 2019. Dos Equis Beer Brands.
Motion by the tight end. Here's the give. Najee goes right side all alone. Everybody else went right up the middle. They all sold that nicely. And as Deontay Brown sealed off the side, Najee went around to the outside for the touchdown. Six plays, 75 yards, 2 minutes, 52 seconds. Bama led 21-10 at that point, and they did sell it well. The whole world collapsed on the inside. Najee could have walked it into the end zone.
Yeah, can you blame him? You got a guy like that standing in the backfield. Where else do you think he's going to go? You know he's going to rush it right up the gut. He prefer all of his touchdowns to be that way.
And just like Najee, when you have a taste for winning, remember that Dreamland Barbecue offers the triple threat, dine-in, carry-out, and catering service. Dreamland Barbecue. You ain't nothing like him nowhere, and a proud supporter of the Alabama Crimson Tide. So now let's begin to look ahead to Saturday's matchup with the Arkansas Razorbacks. The prescription for success is presented by Payless Drugs. Payless Drugs is your locally owned family pharmacy with 4 locations in the Birmingham area. Payless can handle your prescriptions, over-the-counter needs, and offers home delivery from select locations. Visit mynewpharmacy.com to pay less. The Arkansas Razorbacks, they have struggled this year.
Yes, they have. They're a very young team. They got a lot of talent over there, but they're, a lot of the teams in the SEC have the same problem, is they're very young, rebuilding under Chad Morris, who is a great coach. He did a lot of good things over at SMU. But the recipe for success for us this week is more of what we did well this past week against Tennessee, and that's run the ball. I know that's going to be music to a lot of people's ears, but Arkansas's defense allowing almost 200 yards a game is the second worst in the SEC. So our game plan, is especially with a breaking in, not a new quarterback, but a quarterback that we're not used to seeing every game in Mac Jones, let's go take some pressure off him and let's hand it to the Brian Robinsons and the Najee Harrises of the world. Let them go out there and have a day against this defense. And then hopefully that'll open up a lot of the over-the-top plays to keep these wide receivers entertained, because they're used to being the stars of the show. This might be a little bit different look for them this week. But, make sure we go out there on offense and take care of the ball. They've got a good defense that can go out there and make plays. But their rushing game is one of their better assets as well. They've got a running back who's top 3 in the SEC in rushing as well. So we got to do our part of running the ball. And then, it's kind of boring, but go out there and stop the run and make them one-dimensional like we have so many teams this year.
And indeed, that is the key to success. We'll come back. We'll talk about the Razorbacks quarterback. All of that follows these messages here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P. always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service, Ad Council, and your state forester.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert. Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
Warm place on the floor.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Tarantino looks left, gets the snap. He should have looked up the middle. Here came Terrell Lewis. And another sack, the second of the night for the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Alabama's defense continuing to assert themselves against Tennessee. Meanwhile, what's on tap for the Crimson Tide is presented by Bud Light. Saturdays are better with a crisp Bud Light at your tailgate. Keep it crisp, Alabama, and please drink responsibly. This Saturday evening, the Tide is home for a 6 o'clock matchup with the Arkansas Razorbacks. Our coverage will begin at 3 in the afternoon. Again, kickoff at 6 Saturday night. The Tide and the Razorbacks right here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network. And the Razorbacks quarterback is a name you might also remember from his days at Texas A&M.
Yeah, he's there for 2 years and lost his job to Kellen Mond, and then played well in 2017.
No embarrassment than that.
Yeah, no embarrassment of that at all. And ended up transferring out to Arkansas to play under Chad Morris. And so far, he's had a slow start to this year, and I think just getting used to this new system. He's thrown 7 touchdowns, and unfortunately for him, also thrown 7 interceptions. So that bodes well for the defensive backs. These guys should be licking their chops come Saturday, trying to get add to their stats. But you always, like we always talk about every week, and Coach Saban would kill us if you ever heard us over, you know, underhyping some team that we're playing on Saturday, but this is the team that's up next. You never know when they're going to show up, just like Tennessee did last week.
And you never know, just like South Carolina did against Georgia.
That's right.
You just never know in this business.
You can't overlook anybody in this league, because it can be anybody can come out and play their best games, and Alabama fans have seen that in the past. South Carolina is a bad memory we talked about earlier this year,
sure,
back from 2010. It can happen any week, so got to prepare, and you got an off week coming up on deck, so this is a time to go out there and make sure we get everything polished up before you get a week off before we face LSU.
Well, Corey Reamer, as always, a pleasure having you along.
Hey,
great
enjoy.
Job.
Yeah, thank you so much. Enjoy. Look forward to next week.
Indeed so. We're coming back to put a ribbon on this show right after these messages. You're listening to Crimson Tide Rewind. We're live from the new Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
It's a different kind of work week out here. You need a tractor with enough power, performance, and versatility. The Kubota BX Series, the best-selling subcompact tractor in America. Now get a BX 1880 for payments as low as $99 a month for 84 months, or up to $2,000 instant cash rebate. Offers include a 6-year limited powertrain warranty. Now through December 31st, 2019. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
To experience the power of Kubota, find a Kubota dealer near you at GoKubota.com.
Hey Tide fans, it's time to watch the Alabama Crimson Tide roll. Whether you watch from home, at your tailgate, or in the stadium, you can enjoy the great taste of Ziegler Jumbo Franks, the official hot dog of the Crimson Tide. Alabama has a tradition of winning, and Ziegler has a tradition of great taste. Enjoy your Ziegler Jumbo Franks at home, at the tailgate, and now at Bryant Denny Stadium. Ziegler Meats, a tradition of great taste for over 90 years. Pick them up at your local supermarket.
Bama fans aren't here for second best. That's why only ballpark buns are worthy to Roll Tide, bringing an onslaught of flavor and a stampede of freshness. Ballpark buns taste like victory. Here there are no penalties for piling on. Our buns can take it. Dominate the tailgate, bring it at the barbecue, or be the picnic powerhouse. With ballpark buns, you are a force to be reckoned with. Get your buns in the game at ballparkbuns.com.
What you're about to hear is everything that PPG covers with our paints and coatings. That was a skyscraper, car, ship, plane, roller coaster, and a ballpark. If we can do all that, we can cover your walls too. On your next painting project, trust the paint that's all around you. PPG.
We are back here at Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia, wrapping up tonight's edition of Crimson Tide Rewind as we look back to Alabama's 35-13 win over the Tennessee Volunteers and began to preview our meeting with the Arkansas Razorbacks this coming Saturday. And, of course, the coverage, as we have said, will be coming your way from Bryant-Denny Stadium Saturday. Our pregame show begins at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Kickoff will take place at 6 o'clock Saturday night. That's the Tide and the Arkansas Razorbacks with coverage starting at 3 on Saturday. Of course, the big story, Mac Jones coming in as the replacement for Tua Tagovailoa. He'll be working as the starting quarterback. And, you know, remember, folks, last year, Mac had a 94-yard touchdown pass to Jalen Waddle in the game against Louisiana Lafayette. The young man has talent, and we'll be seeing more and talking more about him as our coverage comes your way on Saturday. That's going to do it for Crimson Tide Rewind from Baumhauer's Victory Grill here in Vestavia. Our engineer has been Todd Robbins. Our studio engineer, as always, Mr. Jerry Kelly. For Corey Reamer, I'm Eli Gold. Thanking you so much for joining us. We'll talk to you Saturday at 3 from Tuscaloosa. Until then, good night and roll tide.
Live from the brand new Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia Hills, Crimson Tide Rewind has been presented by AT&T. More for your thing, that's our thing. Proud sponsor of the Crimson Tide. And by Bud Light. This football season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly. Also brought to you in part by Dreamland Barbecue. Ain't nothing like them nowhere. And a proud supporter of the Crimson Tide. And by Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Crimson Tide Sports Network.